This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
KM coming through. For another hour or two. You got me till 8 o'clock. I'm in here watching the Met game. And I'm like, they're going to come back and win. The Make It Happen Mets will make it happen at some point. Can't lose 1-0 on Adrian Hauser's return to Citi Field. Like, you can't lose this game 1-0. Adrian Hauser is pitching a two-hitter. Nimmo had a knock. And I think he retired 16 batters in a row. And now Lindor just had a single off of him. And I think earlier I was talking about Jose Buto coming in. He was coming in relief of Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes loaded the bases. They get out of that. Brazoban just had a clean inning. So it's only a matter of time here, right, when they get Hauser out of the game or if Hauser folds late here, right, he's still in this game. So I just expect the Mets to come back and take this one. You can't lose 1-0 to the miserable White Sox. 888-808-1019. But you can. You can. Like the Yankees lost to the Rockies, and people were talking about, oh, they lost last year to the White Sox. I'm like, yeah, well, it wasn't a 3-2 game. I think the Yankees lost to the White Sox like 12-2. They got absolutely smoked. And that's the thing about baseball. It's about who's on the mound that day, who's the starting pitcher. It's about the bullpen budget, who's available in the pen, when you go to them, who you go to, you know, who steps up at the plate, who doesn't. It's just, it's different every day. And, I mean, major league ball players. You know, for the Rockies, that crowd that they had, they might not get a bigger crowd. They might not have a bigger draw than the Yankees coming to town on a holiday weekend. They had 47,000 plus the first game, 43,000 the second game, and like 43,000 that second game. Max Fried goes 7 1/3, 6 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 7 Ks. He gets a standing ovation on the road. Yankee fans out west. And then in the rubber match, the Yankees tried to blow it. That was the smallest crowd with 38,000. They tried to give it up, and it didn't happen. And even Luke Weaver, who we all love, he's human. I think I already gave props to J.C. Ascara for what he did behind the plate, but then also having a three-hit game, driving in 2 runs. You need everybody. And I think this Yankee team is a team. Obviously, they have the captain, the MVP, a guy that could win the Triple Crown this year, but they're not relying on just Judge. Any given day, the pitching, the hitting, somebody in the bottom of the order, somebody coming out of bullpen can be huge, right? Devin Williams has got it together. Mark Leiter Jr., good to have you. Loaiza is back. And that's another thing. This team has a lot of guys coming back, right? DJ came back. And now DJ is playing second base. And now there's conversation about Jazz coming back. And can DJ play third? And is Jazz going to play third? I don't think Jazz is going to play third. I think he's going to play second. But these are good problems to have. You know, Yorbit Vivas will get sent back down or whoever. I think Pablo Reyes is still hanging around, so maybe it's him. And when Stanton comes back, somebody else is going to have to go. But then they figure that out. These are good problems to have, but the next problem we're about to have is with the Angels. I am not thinking that they just go out there and sweep the Angels. If you are paying attention to baseball, right, the Angels swept the Dodgers and the Angels swept the A's. So they've had a good little run here. Before we get back to the phones at 888-808-1019 and talk Yankees with the people that have been holding, I appreciate you guys for doing so. They just dropped the series to the Marlins, but before that, consecutively, they swept the Athletics and they swept the Dodgers. So they've got a scrappy little team here, and we're about to see them. We're about to see what they do out there in the Big A. Let's go to James in Connecticut. Louis, you will be next. James, you're on the Fan. You got it.
Yo, what up, Keith? Happy Marlin, man. How you doing?
Thanks, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I just want to go off what you were just saying, honestly, just to start, like, really appreciating right now how fun it is to be a Yankee fan, man. Like, I think that just the last couple seasons, there have been so many, like, hot, cold moments of things being ugly and bad. Like, I'm just trying to appreciate this moment right now. The Yankees are good. They're not only good, they're fun to watch. Like,
they can't be broken. Go on, I'm with you. I'm right. Yeah, like just when we think, oh, we lost the World Series and how terrible that was, Juan Soto goes across town, Gerrit Cole gets hurt, we don't have Luis Gil, we don't have Stanton. Look at them. They can't be broken. They will just figure it out. They will keep putting it together. They are the New York Yankees.
That's what I'm talking about. And the homegrown stuff too, man, honestly. So fun to see all the, you know, all that come out at the big league level. So seeing like the established guys and even the newer guys like finding their groove, just really fun to be a Yankee fan right now. Appreciate it for the moment. You touched on it a second ago, but I just want to hear your take on DJ LeMahieu. When he, you know, he was out and it looked like he wasn't coming back for a while, a big part of me was relieved when they were starting to work him back in the minor leagues. A big part of me was like, oh man, like, you know, he was such a letdown last season, and it was so hard to watch because he's such a good guy, and you know, he's like a kind of a Yankee that I really admire. But what's your take on him? Obviously, it's been early. It's only been a few games, and he's looked really good. And he's raking in the minors in his rehab. But part of me worries about that cold DJ that we saw last year. And if that's still lurking in there, he's not getting any younger.
Yeah, he was hurt. Thanks for the call, James. I'm starting to see now he's healthy, and I'm starting to think last year he was hurt. And if you remember last year, he was out there, and then when they did shut him down, they're like, oh, he was playing through a hip injury. What? What do you mean? You were forcing him out there, being the worst hitter in the league with a hip injury? That's going to affect your swing. That's going to affect your at-bats. And so now I think you're looking at a DJ LeMahieu at age 36. Well, yeah, he already wasn't the fastest, most athletic guy, but I think his body is right. I think he feels all right, you know. He had the tricep injury, the hip. He had something. He had the toe, right? Fouled the ball off his toe. I think he's all right. And, you know, they gave him such a long ramp up to get him going, to have him see pitches, you know, and to see him play. I think he played more second base than third base. I'm not sure that they feel confident putting him at third base, but I think you're going to have to. Or would you rather throw Jazz back there? He's played more games at third base in Major League Baseball than Jazz has. Like, do you take that chance? But if he's hitting, you want him in the lineup, right? You trust his bat over Peraza. You trust his bat over Yorbit Vivas. Those guys are young. You know, when you look at DJ, his 30 at-bats, when you look at DJ coming back so far in these 15 games, he's got 7 hits, 1 homer, short porcher, but it got out. I was there. 3 ribbies, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, a 233 average. He hasn't been the worst hitter in baseball. He hasn't been as bad. He's got a 636 OPS. They're paying him $15 million a year. They're going to try and get that out of him. You know what I'm saying? This is the second to last year. I think, you know, they want to try and get the most out of him that they can get. Here come the Mets, as I said. They were going to make it happen. They're not going to lose. Well, I don't want to say what they're not going to do, but they can't lose, right? In theory, can't lose to the White Sox. So this also goes back to what I was talking about earlier with the lineup. To start the inning here in the seventh, bottom of the seventh, Juan Soto draws a walk. Pete Alonso singles on a line drive. So now you're set up with a runner on second, runner on first, no outs, and you look at that lineup. Here comes Jared Young, which he kind of came out of nowhere. Let's see if he can do something here against whoever comes out of the bullpen, because they just knocked Adrian Houser out of the game. Like I said, maybe they get to Adrian Houser, who just gave up a single and a walk. That's a three-hit day from Adrian Houser coming back to face the Mets, who he moved on from last year. Well, they moved on from him. Let's see here. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Okay, I don't have to go right into my break. I can go back to Louie in the Bronx, who I said Louie would be next. Go for it, Louie.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Louie?
Yes, hi, Keith. How you doing? Thank you for having me, my brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks for waiting. You got it.
Yes, I'm just kind of like upset that why are you not talking about Austin Wells? This guy, they should just let this guy go. You know, and he's been really bad.
He's got a nice mustache. He started doing burrito reviews. He had a really popular, like, TikTok where he was dancing to his song outside of the car, so.
Yeah, right? You know, he's currently ranked 26th percentile in chase rate and 25th percentile in whiff rate. You know, that's a receipt for inconsistency. And I think that they should just let Ascara play more. I think he's a better catcher. And then also the Yankees, they do have, even though they're young, but they do have two promising catchers, Jesus Rodriguez, that he's at Triple-A, which he's batting 324. You know, the thing about him is that he doesn't, Yankees love like Babe Ruth type hitters, you know, home run hitters, but this guy, you know, he's a contact hitter. And I think, you know, he's 23 years old. They should give him, you know, give him a chance. Also, Rafael Flores, that's another guy, promising guy that has been talked about, and he's in Double-A. And he's batting 306, but, you know, he has 10 home runs. You know, he has power. But I think they should just give him a chance. Like, these guys, give them a chance, and then Ascara start and just get rid of Wells. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, they're not going to get rid of him. Thanks for the call, Louis. They're not going to get rid of him. They drafted him. They developed him. They're not going to get rid of him. He hasn't been good, which has been a little bit head-scratching, because when he first was coming up, he profiled as a bat-first catcher. They were talking about moving him off a catcher to first base, and then he got better with calling games and pitch framing and all this stuff. Let's hope he breaks out of it. Like I said, last year, man, I think it was August, he got hot. You know, they're not going to move off of him. They've moved off of other guys to him, right? It wasn't that long ago that was Jose Trevino and Kyle Higashioka. I mean, Luis Torrens is on the Mets. They let him go for $100,000 because they had Wells. And then, you know, you end up getting a J.C. Ascara this year, but, like, he wasn't really in the plan. He popped up this year, was available to them. Hell, now I'm thinking maybe they look for a catcher at the deadline, a right-handed hitting catcher, to get better there. If Wells continues to struggle, it isn't that nobody's talking about it. It's just that the Yankees are so good right now. This month of May that they've put together right now, it's hard to complain. It's hard to complain because it's not killing the team. It's not stopping them from doing anything. And Ascara is going to play, because I just more and more hear the pitchers singing his praises, what he did in this game, from Will Warren to Luke Weaver, and then also with three hits and driving in two runs. Like, he was the big shot of the night last night in the rubber match to take a series from a team that you absolutely have to beat. Double play. Safe. That's not a double play. So they get the out at second here. Let's see. Marte just grounded out there. Watching the Met game. I feel like they're going to score a run here in this inning. Runner on first, runner on second. Almost a double play. Marte grounds into a fielder's choice. And here comes Brett Beatty. Brett Beatty, continue doing what you've been doing. Brett Beatty, right now all eyes are on you. You could hit the ball deep to the outfield. Sacrifice fly ties the game. There's only one out here. Maybe you could get more. Maybe you get greedy against Eichert. I don't even know who this guy is coming out of the White Sox bullpen. There's going to be a bunch of randoms coming out of the White Sox bullpen and the Rockies bullpen all week that you're not familiar with. Here's a big moment in this game for Brett Beatty. who is due. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout in this game. But if you look at Brett Beatty's numbers in this the stretch since he's been called back, he's been good. I don't know. Sometimes that happens to guys, right? And he's had to deal with it a lot, being sent up or being called up, being sent back down, thinking he was there. I saw Mets Muse put out Brett Beatty since being called back up to the majors. He's got a 3.26 average, a 1.053 OPS, 5 homers, 13 ribbies. He's super hot. This is the best stretch of his young career. Let's see what he does here. 2-0 count, hitters count. I'll take a call, and we'll get back to it. Aaron, Lakewood, New Jersey, is on the Fan in New York. What's up, Aaron?
How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I love your show. I wanted to ask you if you think Devin Williams is back to himself, because since that game he blew against the Padres like 2-3 weeks ago, he's been terrific. So I want to hear what your thought about that.
I give a lot of credit to Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees for where they've pitched him, how they've treated him. This is a guy that they traded for to be the closer when they had one. This is a guy that they traded for, and he shaved his beard, and the whole baseball world said, what happened to him? What'd the Yankees do? They made him shave? That looks terrible. And then the Yankees changed their facial hair policy, making him the poster boy for the change. And as we're watching the Mets here, and, Mets fans told us, Yankee fans, Pete Alonso broke him. The first time he was on the mound in Yankee Stadium, he threw 36 pitches trying to close the game. He got booed. I told the story. I was in Delta. There was an 8-year-old kid in front of me booing him. I'm tapping the kid's chair like, hey, don't boo this guy. We need this guy. And then I was in there against Toronto where two batters in, he gives up a hit and a hit by pitch, and Yankee fans are behind the dugout chanting, we want Weaver. I myself spiraled into, how does he overcome this? It's too much. The beard policy, Pete broke him. We have Luke Weaver. You can't pitch him with a lead. He can't throw strikes. He's walking guys. Man, his stuff looks a lot better. He's striking guys out. The airbender is bending. And he's a setup guy now. So I didn't see this coming. I don't know. I give credit to him for doing the work and competing, because that's the only way out of it, right? You compete. They're professional athletes. They are gamers. Like, they don't make it to this level without competing and having that competitive mindset. You don't fold. You're getting paid $8 million to go out there and throw pitches and get outs and compete. So you get back to the lab and you work on it every single time. And you know what? Also, you'll get a little lucky. You also have, some baseball luck. So, man, shout out to Devin Williams, because I was looking at it like, if it was me in his shoes, like, this ain't working, man. We were even entertaining calls about trading Devin Williams, because they're like, well, he's definitely not going to sign to be the Yankees closer now with a terrible start. But so what? The bullpen is stronger because you have Devin Williams in it. Doesn't have to be your closer. He's a setup guy. Going to Weaver. Keep that going. And I'm not mad at it. I tip my cap to Boone, Matt Blake, Harkey, Brian Cashman, whoever in the Yankees. I don't know. Maybe they had him speak to a mental health coach. Somebody, whoever got Devin Williams right, because he's been a weapon for us. They could pitch him against the best part of the lineup, and he sets us up to give Weaver the ball, and that's part of why the Yankees have won these 6 series in a row and why they've been rolling through May. His season started in May.
Yeah, 100%. Now, would you move him back there if they need it, or like you would be scared to touch him again, put him back to closer role?
I don't think this is going to happen, and I don't want to speak this into existence, but what if Luke Weaver's fastball starts getting tattooed and like we saw him give up a homer, and what if Luke Weaver struggles? Then you can go back to Devin Williams as a closer potentially, but let's hope they don't have to do that. Let's hope that, as it's going right now, it continues to go from now through the postseason, and Devin Williams, man, you also give him a ton of credit for not pouting about it and not going to the media and saying, I'm a closer. I close games. I'm a closer. No, you do what you got to do to get your game right. And if they need you to be a setup guy, you're a setup guy. Your first year here. So, yeah, kudos to him for not being like, I'm a closer. Now, he said he needed to find his rhythm. Oh, you know what else happened? We went on paternity leave, and Yankee fans blamed him for us losing that Diamondback series. And I'm like, how is he going to overcome all this? He's got a young kid at home. His life is completely changed. He's in New York. The fans are against him. You can't pitch him in Yankee Stadium. He can't get guys out. And so far, in the month of May, turn around. You love to see it.
Yeah, 100%. And And I thought Yankee fans got over him too early. I was also not too happy about him. But, yeah, I would have given it until June, July. So I guess it's paid off. Thank you so much for taking my call, Keith.
You got it, yeah. I mean, I wasn't out on him, but I definitely I owed him an apology, and I apologize. There was, I forget what night it was that I spiraled, and I was like, this guy can't overcome this. New York isn't for everybody. I was like, and I let my fandom and like all these other thoughts come in, and then I came around to it. I'm like, there's only one way out. It's through. There's no going around this. There's no working around this. And I don't know, man. I just missed it. What happened there? I got to go to the box score. All of a sudden, the Mets get out of this inning with nothing. Were you guys watching that in there? Oh, Jeff McNeil struck out. That's not happy, Jeff, with the bases loaded. So Brett Beatty grounded out when he had the opportunity to get a sac fly in the air to tie the game, and then womp, womp, womp to the eighth inning. These daytime weekend shows, when they're 5 hours, and I know I do 5 hours, like, I do them all the time. Shout out to Steve Summers, who was in here earlier. So nice to, like, see Steve and Mark Malusis, two people that I'm connected with. Give me a second to just lay out a bit. Like, Mark Malusis, I've told this story, but somebody's going to hear this for the first time. Moose is the first host that I met from WFAN that broke that wall down from, like, somebody you listen to. And this is back when social media wasn't as big. I met Moose in 2014 when I was in the fan cave, and he came to the fan cave doing an activation with WFAN. And to this day, I'm like, where the hell are my keys? I have a keychain, a WFAN keychain that is worn down, but, like, I kept that on my keys. Not an ESPN radio key, not a Hot 97 key, not a KTU 101. I had this WFAN keychain on my keys. So every day that I left the house and went back into the house, I saw that WFAN logo. And Moose was the first guy to make it real for me. And Moose is the nicest guy. I even heard someone call that met Moose at the draft party and talk about, like, when I met Moose back then, he probably doesn't remember at all. But just him shaking my hand and talking to me for like maybe 10, 15 seconds, I was like, wow. And then obviously Steve Summers, Steve, iconic, the schmooze, me here, you there. Make sure you check out the podcast. Steve has been doing a great job on the podcast. And I love Steve. Just because he's always been gracious towards me, and he even said today, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing, but he's like, you know, what you did bringing me on your show consistently every month, a lot of people wouldn't do that, and I love you for that. And I'm like, but dude, like what? I'm like, well, first off, I don't think like other people. Second off, I always felt coming in, right, I'm not replacing you. No one can walk in your shoes. No one can fill your shoes. You're iconic. Like, what you've done is one of one. But your takes and your thoughts, I know that there are people listening to my show that would love to hear your takes or thoughts on things, so I would bring you in. But then when he was doing his own shows, I'm like, I want you to save it for your own show because I'm listening to your show, and your opens are incredible, and the theater of mind that you create, and how he writes all of his show open out on notebook paper, and how he has the different sound effects and the cuts and stuff. I'm like, instead of you coming on my show to help enhance my show, save it to, you know, for your show. And now he's doing the podcast. So it's great to see Steve popping back up in here to do his podcast. And, you know, those are two people that I was connected to at WFAN, obviously coming in when Steve, retired, or when you know, people try to say, I'm replacing Steve Summers. I'm not. No one can replace Steve Summers. I'm just doing the nighttime show. And he's always welcome on my show. But now it's like, hey, save it for your podcast. And I wish you the best with that. And Moose, who can say anything bad about Moose? Moose can talk about every single sport for hours, take calls, talk about his family well, and intertwine all of these things from his life and sports together. I've always been a big fan of Moose. So, yeah, great to see. I wanted to take a picture, but I'm like, I can't be a fanboy in here. Imagine me being like Rami Sauce. But I just, the fact that it was like Moose was here, Steve was here, I'm here all at like 2 o'clock today or whatever time it was before my show. I was like, this is dope. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I have until 8 o'clock. Emmanuel Babari will come in, and he will talk to you before the Yankees game starts. Maybe I'll be able to pull him in if he gets here early. No rush if you're on the way here listening. We're watching the Met game. We did a lot of talk around the Knicks, and you know, I started to lay out a little bit more about Devin Williams and DJ LeMahieu and Jazz Chisholm coming back and Luis Hill coming back and Stanton coming back and how many players have surprises this year and the Yankees, how you know they can't be broken. And I think that's a good way to talk about the Yankees. The only thing that could break the Yankees in this recent time was Judge breaking his toe. And nobody wants that, but like, you know, just when people are ready to write them off because they embarrassed themselves in the World Series and then they lost Juan Soto and all the pinstripes don't mean anything anymore and all of that, yada, yada, yada. Like, look at them. They're right back in first place. Some people are saying the best team in baseball with a hell of a month winning six series in a row, and they start again tonight. Now, I'm looking at this Mets game, and I think I spoke incorrectly. I talked about the game, I think, in the seventh inning, and I said Jared Young was going to come up, and you know, Jared Young kind of came out of nowhere DHing, and what happened in the game, Jared Young was coming up. They pinch hit Starling Marte. I think I also said it was a fielder's choice. It was a ground out at second or a force out at second. They couldn't get the runner at first, but then they ended up having Brett Beatty ground out. That was the second out, and then Tyrone Taylor walked, so the bases were loaded again. And then Jeff McNeil struck out looking. So here we are now, top of the eighth. And there's two on, two outs. The White Sox are threatening again. And again, we got to see how the Mets get out of this. They went from Clay Holmes, who pitched five innings and two thirds, only four hits, one run, three walks, three strikeouts. Jose Buto came in for two outs to get out of that jam after Holmes had the bases loaded. Brazoban came out an inning and a third, giving up no hits, one walk, one strikeout. And now there's a mound visit as Jose Castillo is on the mound trying to work out of trouble here in the eighth. 1-0 White Sox. I'm still expecting the Mets to rally either in the eighth or ninth inning, and I'll be on air for it. I still expect them to come out victorious in this first game against the White Sox. Let's get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's go to Montclair and talk to Diane. Diane, how are you?
Hey, Keith.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hey.
Keith, to say, very simple, I heard a couple of Yankees fans, quote-unquote, this morning on the overnight show, and they were idiots. And I just want you to know that Yankees fans are like, you know, me. I started in 1960. I'm still with them. Lots of us are with them, and we don't hate the Mets. And we just want to hear the game. And I know that's what you're doing, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. So the Mets work out of trouble there and get out of the inning. Here we go to the bottom of the eighth. It's still 1-0. What were these fans that you heard in the overnight or in the early morning talking about that? You said they're idiots.
They were the very last ones on Anthony Gallo's show, and they were doing the Soto stuff. And frankly, I don't know any Yankees fans who care about Soto anymore. I don't. We're going forward, and that's the game. And you know, I wish both Yankees and Mets fans would just leave it alone and just go with their teams you know, that's
enjoy the season independently, and we'll rendezvous again in July 4th
exactly.
Weekend. Thanks for the call, Diane. 888-808-1019. Allow me to speak from my personal perspective, my trolling, my internet content, my shows, my back and forth with Mets fans. I've tried to repair my image in the Mets community, but that's impossible. I'm one of the most hated Yankee fans, period. And it honestly warms my heart. I think one night I was talking about how, like, if little Keith learned that he'd grow up and be hated by this many Met fans, that, like, the Subway Series would come, and if little Keith was told, like, yo, there are going to be fans that, like they want the Yankees to, you know, lose to the Mets so, like, you can squirm. Like, they, like, you're part of this. Little Keith would be like, how? What did I do? How did that happen? The Juan Soto thing was, it's over. It was part of the Subway Series. There is only one game that Juan Soto will return to the Bronx as a Met for the first time. That's what I was saying. I was on that night. That's done. And we talked about it a lot. And that was also the same night that the Knicks clinched game 6 in the second round. There were some people saying to me, why are you talking about Juan Soto and not the Knicks? I'm like, we did both. And when the Mets and the Yankees play, we don't have to talk about two games. We can talk about one game. And that was the whole storyline. It was huge. But yeah, there will never be peace. There will always be back and forth. This town is big enough for the both of us, but it's not at the same time. And, like, I can't speak for all fans. I can only speak for myself. Like, there's a part of the Yankees fan base and culture that was brought up to, like, hate the Mets. There's also some fans that are like, they're in the National League. We're in the American League. I don't care about what the Mets are doing. There's also the Derek Jeter approach of like, they're just the Mets. And that plays into the Met fan, some Mets fans, wanting to erase that, wanting to be Big Brother, wanting to hold Juan Soto over the Yankee fan heads to say, he chose us. He brought you to the World Series. You won't get back to the World Series without him. The future's brighter in Queens, yada, yada, yada. So I didn't hear the end of Gallo's show. I did hear the beginning. Shout out to Gallo, because when I woke up this morning after, you know, catching the Knicks score in the middle of the night, I felt I'd fallen asleep, you know, since I'd been up all weekend at 5:30, 6 o'clock with my son. You know, I fell asleep on the end of the Knicks game, but I thought that I didn't think the game was over. I fell asleep. I came back and looked. I saw they won, and I started putting my show together today. I'm like, let me hear who the first. I think Al was on last night during the Knicks game. So I went to Gallo's show, and Gallo opened up all Knicks. I did not hear the Yankee fans calling, but also it's the overnight. You got to be careful. Like, I know it. C-Mac knows it. Hoff knows it. Gallo knows it. Any of the other guys filling in? Al? EJ? You don't know what's coming through the phone in those early a.m. hours. Our producers know it as I'm looking at Rami. You don't know what type of time, especially a holiday weekend. You don't know what type of time those callers are going to be on.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, Brett, it's the funniest part about Brett is he's gotten every single one of the hosts to get super angry, and then I met him in person.
Is that who was calling at the end of Gallo's show?
I don't know. I don't think so. He usually calls
Brett from Long Island, correct?
Yeah, 'cause he works early, so that's why he calls in. He calls in usually in the 4 o'clock hour. I met him at Gio's fundraiser for Boomer's event.
His shtick wasn't the same in person.
He's the nicest guy. He just is having fun. He just wants to hate on people. But he comes in and he finds the one insecurity that every host has and finds a way to pick on them. It's unbelievable.
I haven't rendezvoused with Brett yet.
It's a talent for sure.
I look forward to it. I'm going to be aware of it and waiting for it. I don't know exactly how to prepare for it. But going back to what Diane said, there will never be peace. But I think there's enough space and real estate for both of us. And baseball is better. Baseball is better when they see the Subway Series like they saw it 2 weekends ago in Yankee Stadium. You know, was it 2 weekends ago? Yeah, I think so. It was already 2 weekends ago. It wasn't this weekend. It was the weekend before. I was there. How do I not remember? Time is flying. I don't even know what day it is today. With 3-day weekend like this, it happens. I want the Mets to win. I'm not rooting for them, but I enjoyed them being one of the last 4 teams standing in October last year. Do I want a Subway Series? Not really. I don't really want to share that. I don't want to share the world. Like, I think that would be OD. In this modern day time, 2000, I think I was in the 5th grade. That's different. And there wasn't this much social media and podcasts and YouTube and TikToks and all that other stuff. But, like, the Juan Soto thing, people were saying to me, oh, this guy's obsessed with Juan Soto. No, I'm obsessed with baseball. I'm obsessed with the Yankees. I'm obsessed with doing my job. Like, ignoring Juan Soto wouldn't be doing my job to the best of my abilities. Ignoring the storyline that he created that added this juice between a guy that was traded to the Yankees, played 1 year, went to the World Series, decided to go across town, stay in town, but decided to go with the Mets. It had never happened before. I'm not obsessed with Juan Soto. If it bleeds, it leads. He was bleeding out in Yankee Stadium. That was a story. That story's done, though. Did you hear me today come in at all talking about Juan Soto? No, I gave him credit, actually, for shuffling again, for showing emotion, for actually coming through on Saturday, giving the Mets a little bit of a return on investment, as I thought he would against the Dodgers, a top team, as you're coming home, right? I don't know what was going on with him against Garrett Crochet. I don't know what, like, I talked about Juan Soto, and we're breaking here, but I see Yankee fans and some Mets fans calling, and I expect some Mets calls in my last hour coming up once this game goes final. They're threatening here. You know, to lead off the bottom of the 8th, Francisco Alvarez singled. Now you get back to the top of the order. Here you go, 0-2 count on Lindor. But, you know, with Juan Soto and those Garrett Crochet at-bats, those first 2 at-bats where he didn't even swing, I'm like, now I think something's wrong. Because his whole thing is he's competing every pitch. Every pitch is cinema. every pitch is must-see TV with Juan Soto, because he is going to step towards the pitcher, do the crotch grab, do the shuffle, shake his head, step out of the batter's box, look at the umpire, say something to the catcher, and now say, all right, give me your best shot. He wasn't doing that. It was like he was frozen. So anyway, here we go. When we come back, we'll know what happened in this bottom of the eighth with the Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.